And I had a man came to me one time when I was chief, and the old mill just stayed down there, and nobody ever went in it, hardly ever, and grew up with kudzu all over around it, and but it wasn't nothing but a snake place. And he carried me inside, two or three others, and he said, what would you charge me to burn this mill down for me, and before we can get it out of the way, because it's dangerous. It's somebody's going to set fire to it sometime, what we're scared of. We're scared to death all these years. And get it out of the way so we can clean it up, maybe build some houses along down in here. I said, there's not enough money in the state of Georgia to get me to strike a match to this thing. I said, you don't understand what this involved. I said, there's history here. But the main thing is, all this kudzu that you got right here around this mill goes all the way around that creek, clear down to the river bridge. And I said, all them houses, this kudzu right behind all them houses on the Atlanta Street.
Yeah.
And I said, I can't put out but one at a time. And I said, if you have problems, I would advise you not get nobody to burn it. I understood that he owned the property that was there. He was trying to get rid of it. Mm-hmm. But you see what it's done now. They've come back in there and renovated that old mill. And it's interesting. And it didn't make a go when they had a lot of stuff in it, restaurants and stuff like that. I don't understand. I don't know why, what all the problems was. But now they got office spaces in there. I'm tickled to death that I've had sense enough to never say I'd burn it. I said, I don't do it. I have burnt one or two of those houses down there. I didn't like that. They were kind of close together. And, of course, we had plenty of fire. I had a good name for the fire department. We did our job well, and we kept the insurance down for people that if you did your job, they'd get a better rate. If you didn't, and the houses ever caught fire and burnt, then you didn't have no good record. Mm-hmm. So we had good men, and that kept the insurance cheaper. And some of them old houses was burnt, was wood, and you couldn't hardly take an axe or bust them up or nothing. And they were so, if they ever got started, they were hard to put out. Mm-hmm. So some of them they let them fall in, and nobody didn't live in them half the time. And sometimes whoever did live in them didn't take care of them. Mm-hmm. So we would suggest that they burn them. So we'd go down and try to burn them for them so we could protect the houses on either side of them. But most everybody now has gone in down there and built those, redid those houses. Most of them are nice houses in there now. And on the way back down behind where the graveyard is,
mm-hmm.
That's a pretty nice little subdivision back there now on the creek. That wasn't there when I was as chief. So, but they've made a nice place out of it. Most all those houses are in good shape now. And they redoing the bricks there that they called it again. So, been a lot of history.
Mm-hmm. Can you tell me a little bit about the house you grew up in? Because that kind of gave me a visual to like what it looked like when you walked inside. What kind of rooms did you have in the house?
Mm-hmm. This is a house on that I lived in for several years. Is a doctor, our hometown doctor, his name was Dr. Ezard. And he would come to your house. Back then, the doctors would come to your house. Mm-hmm. They got so many people that they couldn't do that. Well, they had to quit that. But when you walked in, it was a hallway and then about four big rooms, and just in the backside of the big kitchen, and there were wood stoves in them. we'd buy slabs from a sawmill and make stove wood, and the only hot water you had back then was what we call a reservoir that hung on the side of the stove. That was your warm water